Yo, it's your boy FB Neat Gang. We love hip hop podcasts. Let's get it.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh yeah.
So before we start the show today, I want to talk about a quick thing that we got coming up, or coming up here, April 20th, or the 420 times. Youngsterdam Lounge presents the 420 Comedy Jam. It's going to be a live podcast with the Monsdam, the We Love Hip Hop podcast. It's going to be Ali Hassan, or comedians Ali Hassan, with Rebecca Reeds, David Martin, Zoe Brownstone, and MC Vandad Kadar. $20 entry fee with raffles and giveaways. So make your way down there. It's going to be over here at the Youngsterdam Lounge, 529 Young Street, at the corner of Wellesley. Doors open at 7:30.
Yeah, come true, smoke out, chill, hear some comedy, get to see us do our thing live.
Facto. You know what I mean? Hold on a second, let's get it popping. All right, so let's get this shit popping. SB, about that. Shout out to all my people out west. And not like the West End, yeah. I'm talking about out west, outside of the province of Ontario.
OT out west.
OT, ten. It's a ting.
Oh God. 61? Yeah, season 2, 61. Yeah, that's what you sent me.
Let's go. Aye. Uh-huh. Fuck it, nigga.
What they know about streets? Cold heart, I'm a beast.
Let's go.
Get money, the motto. No L's, be the logo. Ride around with double H. We get money, that's no joke.
So that's the first tune right there. Let's see what I got next here on the docket.
Some of my bitch.
With Herc dropping shit on the set.
My bad.
Next one I got on the list here, Starter Pack. Let's see what Starter Pack got here to offer. Shout out to YouTube taking 20 fucking years to load up.
Yep. Take their sweet old time, you know, just like clearing shit.
Damn, I'm off the shit. Got me going in that damn, I'm off the shit. Got me going, nigga, going in that.
You started back shit.
Got me going in that damn, I'm off the shit. Got me going, nigga, going. Body foreign with the side, just can't control it. It's trolling it. That damn, I'm off the shit. Got me going, nigga, going it. That damn, I'm off the shit. Got me going, nigga, going.
I got my fucking head muscle.
A little worm in here?
Back to back.
That's the other ashtray.
Like I'm soaring it.
Yeah, put the ashtray like where we both do.
Okay. We are Buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast Friday, Ricky Dread, aka the return of Ravishing Rick Rude, aka Scroll a Ting. I think I got one more aka in the tuck here. Let me see. Aka Ricky the Rocket.
Aka Ricky likes to kill backwards.
And to the right of me.
It's me, SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore PK. Instagram, you know where I'm at.
Yeah.
So holler at me. Episode 61, season 2. We about to get it in. Smoke some trees. Talk some shit. You know what I'm saying? See what happens.
We made it out of the fucking...
We made it out of the long-lasting 50s.
Trust me.
Like, yo, shit got drastic. I don't even know if we can even number those episodes. Right? But we back here doing our thing. Season 2. We about to get it started. Shout out all the sponsors. You know, shout out to all the people watching.
And we're on Thursday morning for the people who are in Tomorrowland, March 22nd. I got new sound effects. Check this out.
Ooh.
Listen, I'm getting my sound effects popping.
What did I tell you to check your buttons and your levels before you do this?
Watch this, though.
Hey, I gotta stay in my zone.
Okay.
Yo, so, we're here at the
Youngster. What about your boy's new video with the lace front?
Which one now? Aubrey?
Yeah, with the look like the Soul Train.
Hey, I gotta stay. Listen, we were kind of talking off camera. Who the fuck is he talking about, yo?
Bro.
The man went to a whole extensive you did this and you did that, and a guy named Vasty comes up in it, and I'm like, this is a very specific rhyme, dog. Like,
he's getting at people, he's airing them out.
Jesus. Don't let Drake rap, eh? Anytime that motherfucker decides he's gonna rap, somebody's getting aired somewhere subliminally, something. You know what I mean? Like, all the people who have issues with him, I guess, are just better off letting the nigga sing. Because he gonna call you out. And shout out to Vasty, whoever you are. You know what I'm saying? But listen.
Do some research.
I know, right? That's like, the motherfucker, you need to like go and do some Googles to go through the man's bars and shit like that. But anyhow, before we get into any of the talks that we're going to be dealing with today, I want to know one thing.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
Well, I'm just right now getting ready to bottle some of this green crack I have here on my tray that I already broke up.
Bought out thing.
And then inside the nameless vault, I have more of the God cookies.
God cookies.
Shit's fire.
God cookies.
Yeah, and then, yeah, more green crack in here. What are you smoking on?
Well, I got some things here, courtesy of MED, or Mother Earth Dispensaries. So, first of all, what do we have here? Some Super Lemon Haze.
All right. Let's put this out because it's a roach.
Ooh, it's got that fruity smell.
Fruity pebbles?
What's this? Arabon. And then this one here is Purple Pink Crack.
Nice. It does smell nice. Nice and lemony.
Shout out to like fucking weeds that have crack names in them.
Man, I got a conspiracy, man. Yo, they've always been trying to figure out a way to make weed crackish, right? So that's why niggas dab and they got rigs. They try to figure out how they can turn it to crack. You know what I'm saying? So someone can OD off of these fucking crystallates and all these other shit and say, see, marijuana's the devil, it kills.
I told you that devil's tobacco.
The devil's lettuce. Glass blunts are crack pipes. Yes, glass blunts are crack pipes.
Or it's the gateway drug, didn't you know that?
Oh man, I'm gateway, man. I'm strictly gateway, man.
Listen, man, I've been in the gateway drug. I think I've been standing at that fucking gateway for like,
man, I guess years. The bouncer said, nah, man, you ain't done smoking yet. You can't cross over to the party.
You know, I got to finish that spliff before I can.
Yeah, you got to stand outside and smoke that joint before you can go inside.
Trust me. Well, yeah, man, we smoking real freaking good. I want to get into some things. We're going to have a dope interview that we're going to be dropping later on. So we always be doing like our interviews. We do so many interviews now, right? But shout out to FB.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? The whole Neat gang.
Yep.
Neat.
Yo, dope interview that we had with him last week. It was, we got to know a lot about what's going on with the movement and how he started his rise in the rap game and stuff like that.
Yes, yes.
I think that might be my tablito that's making that noise there. But yeah, it was just a very insightful interview with him. So we're going to be dropping that shortly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But let's get into our top 5 Toronto tracks so far. Mm-hmm. So for March 21st. All right? Now, got a sick list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen the list.
Saw the list there?
Yeah.
No particular order, as usual. Okay. So first one I got on the list here, Grains Delgado featuring Biz Lowe. Trapping. Ooh!
Vince comes in, he's like, yo, you got that for me.
Yo.
You got that for me, man.
Shout out to Biz Loke. Shout out to all the people doing the Biz Loke challenge.
It's blowing up.
That shit is going crazy out there in the streets.
Little kids. Yeah, everybody's doing it.
Trust me. So, yeah, that video is doing big things right now. I'm seeing it doing numbers on YouTube. You know what I mean? So, shout out to Grains Delgado for on the bars on that, too. Whoa. Rooney.
Dennis Rodman.
Woo! Yo, that kid does not like to not rap, eh? He just goes.
Bar heavy. Eh? He just goes, flows. He just lets you know.
It's like a motherfucker who, well, I guess basically he's been in a cage for a while. You know what I'm saying?
He's got a lot to get off his chest.
He's just like, he's going to jump through the fucking screen. And, like, the bars just keep on coming, bro. I was like,
yo, his tracks are, like, what, 4 minutes average? Like, 4 minutes or something like that?
Just barring up.
Yeah, bars.
Yeah, and I'm entertained all the way through. He had a hook on this one, the Dennis Rodman, the hook. You know what I'm saying? But Crazy, crazy. Jigsaw, Stressed Out. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Track is fire. You know what I mean? Video is fire. Yo, big up to Jigsaw. Big up to Soze and to Click and all the mans over there too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I see what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? And it's a good thing. Nav.
Oh yeah, shitted on this freshman list. Dun, dun, dun. I don't need magazines to validate me.
Yeah, you know what the thing is? I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, but who's like, been really been following that? Yo, really? Those covers been weak as of late, man.
Who really cared since like 21 Savage was on the cover?
I stopped caring before that.
No, because
I stopped caring way before that.
Me too. But I was watching on one of these shows how they were going through all the covers from before. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh yeah, 21 is like somebody I could care about.
Yeah.
So he was on a cover. Maybe okay. That caught my eye. And I was like, but even at that time, I probably didn't know who he was. So didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Right?
So I guess, and Drizzy was an undercover. But that season, like when him and Kendrick and all those guys came in. I don't remember who was on the cover at that point. I think I cared back then.
I gave up a while ago.
So yeah, he cheesed. He went off. He started.
But is he right though?
Do
you think he's right?
You know what? Let's put that on the Pinterest board, and wait till we have our guest for tonight come in, and we're gonna bring it up in our smoke and mirrors. Because okay. I want to make sure that Nav, we get a full deep dive on this whole Nav thing. Because he went off, but one of the things of him going off is that track Freshman List. He details a little bit what he has of his issues. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need no magazine to validate him, blah, zee, blah. All right? But we'll get to him later. For all sure. Right. Okay. KBF, 3:30 a.m.
Yeah, it's a follow-up from their last one, right?
Yeah, Too Many.
Yeah, Too Many. Got 10 chains on me.
Too Many chains on my neck.
So you know I have it on me.
That's an I.E.
Yo. That track is big, so I won't front.
Trust me, and the new one that they have out right now is on fire. I think it just dropped yesterday. For real? Yeah, so, or the day before for people in Tomorrowland. So, going real, real crazy right now. So, shout out to them. Shout out the whole Keel Block. So, that's our top five. Let's get into some more Toronto rap shit. Okay. South by Southwest.
Yo, a lot of Toronto brothers went out there.
Yeah.
And a few sisters.
Yeah, so I didn't get to put out my whole list, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But shout out to September. Shout out to Young Tory.
Candy K.
Candy K was out there.
She was out there doing her thing. Young, what was it? I seen a bunch of, what's his name? Jay Brown.
I'm literally going to go through my Instagram right now. Swagger Right. Yep. Gustavo Guapa, I think he was out there too.
It was like a Toronto takeover, Toronto invasion for sure.
Yeah, they had like a Six Rising, playing off of the whole noisy Six Rising documentary that went on. They had like a whole Six Rising showcase. And it wasn't like they had it and it was in the middle of nowhere over there in fucking Austin or whatever and nobody gave a shit. Like, it looked lit. A nice crowd in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So well, shout out to all the mans them.
And don't forget about this guy who's blowing shit up over there.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to call the man a terrorist. The man's a terrorist, all right? The man is a domestic terrorist. Just because he's flipping, he's white, the man is a domestic terrorist.
I was gonna tell
it like
question,
what it is, bro. The man's a domestic terrorist. Oh, wow. Even better. I want to see that. But yo,
shout out to that dude,
man
SSC.
Is a straight domestic terrorist, because if he wasn't white and he was any other color, they would have been throwing that terrorist word around like it was nothing.
Jeez.
So, yeah, throw it right back around. Boomerang effect. Throw it right back at him.
Devil.
You understand what I'm saying? That's right. Speak the truth and shame the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So.
Jesus. So, yeah. Did terrorists. That happen? Were the mans them down there when that was going in?
You know, someone called in a bomb threat. This is, I don't know if it's the same guy or a different guy called in a bomb threat, and they had to cancel the Roots show or they postponed the Roots show.
The
Roots set.
You know what? When men and them come back from that South by Southwest excursion, we're definitely going to want to speak to a few of the men and them, get maybe a segment going on or something. You know, we'll
figure something out.
Right? But we want to get an update on what happened, like, firsthand.
Yes.
You know, shout out to mans like September who are We Love Hip Hop alumni, you know. Shout out to getting past the border.
Yeah, you got crossed. Keep going. Keep going. Collect those stamps. Keep going. Shit, if South by Southwest is going somewhere else, follow that shit.
Yeah. You got past the border. There's a lot of mans who could spit who can't pass the border.
If you can cross that border, utilize that shit.
Exactly.
Get those work visas.
Yeah, man. Try to stay out there.
Get that guap.
Get the, like whatever going
the bag,
on.
Bag, the paper, whatever you want to call it. Stack it. Get it.
Yeah, man.
If you can cross the border with this music team, do it.
Trust me, because then you might be able to do something like, you know what? I've gotten so far in the music game that I can bring the mans them who have charges and all that with me. You know what I'm saying? Like you see,
it won't be right away, but it could happen.
It can happen. It's happening
just
now.
Just keep working. You guys are doing good things. Get those stamps up. Do your thing. Perform like you know. Show them what Toronto's made of. You know what I mean?
Trust me. We're proud of y'all, yo. We're
straight
proud of
up. It's a good look for the city in a whole.
Yeah, man.
And the artists that went out there and attended. You know what I'm saying? I know the links are made. So we're waiting for to see these remixes with these Canadian and American artists that, you know, that we're linking up out there. So we'll see.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, that happened. Last thing I want to bring up before we get to the break, DJ Khaled.
Oh, DJ Kalani. Khaled was in the six.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Toronto, or T Dot, or the Dot, or motherfucking Toronto, fucking Toronto.
Let me ask a question on a slight side note.
Day one, you know what I'm saying, Toronto.
Before we get into the Mr. Khaled and Kalani's business over here. Somebody asked in the YouTube comments, they said, do you old heads, thank you YouTube, okay, do you old heads call Toronto the six or do you still call it the T-Dot?
Man, I'm from Toronto, born and raised, but you know, the dot, like I said, as an old head, I guess, the six dot? Up, six up. I know that that's was when we were saying the boy them were coming, we'd yell six up. You understand what I'm saying? So the way it got flipped now is just kind of weird to me. So, you know what I mean? Like, in our general, when you hear six, that means the boy them is coming.
Yes.
So it's time to vacate and figure out your exit plan if you're in a situation where you need to exit. So that's why us older heads will refrain from calling it the six.
Older heads. I know. I like how you modified it to older heads and to your old heads. Because you know, hey,
there's more than us. If we're the oldest people in the city, damn, that sucks. You know what I'm saying?
Do y'all old heads still call it T dot or the
Shit,
six?
I need to ask my mom what she used to call it back in the day. I know my mom's gonna say Toronto, or she's gonna say something like, "Oh, what Jewtown? Oh yeah, I'm gonna go to Jewtown or Cabbage Town." Yo, I know it's messed up. I know it don't sound right, but. That's the era she's gonna come from. That's what she's gonna say. You understand what I'm saying?
I
can't wrong her for that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not over.
You see? You see? You know what I'm saying? Or Hammer. The Hammer is Hamilton.
The Hammer.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Toronto. Yeah, you see, Toronto. I'm from Toronto. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still not over the fact that they fucking slapped us with the old heads. Jesus.
Man, Friday, stop it. Shit. Damn. What it is, man?
I be hashtagging the six, yo.
Maybe that's why they calling you an old head, because you ain't realized, say, yo, I'm an old head.
Yo, I don't got baggy jeans on today. Shit, man.
It's all come good.
On, man. Eniche on, man. No Eniche, no, what else are we talking about? The one with the L, not lugs, but lugs too. LRGs. I don't got no LRGs left, you know?
Those are the days, man. What's that guy? Yo, you look like you're wearing what the girls are wearing. Yeah. The man came and said, yo, I can't get you a dad hat. What the fuck's a dad hat?
No, man. The only gear that I rock is We Love Hip Hop gear. You know, no shameless plug. But
shameless plug. I'm not Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dredd. I'm not a rapper no more. But, yo, my EP's out right now, Divided One. You know what I'm saying? Get that shit. Cop that.
Oh, man, that's a whole other story.
You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? He's thinking to myself, should I bring it up? Nah.
I just got that plug
from Lips. I'm good. Thank you.
No. I'm a podcaster.
Yep.
He's a podcaster, no.
Oh, boy. You hear those comments? You hear those talks?
So, with the six and all that. Khaled, Kalani, they're stunting. They're here. They're in Pick Six, Drake's restaurant that he opened downtown here. Is it downtown?
Friends?
No, Pick Six.
Pick Six, a different restaurant.
That's like the it's like no.
That's the one where they're saying they took the Cavs too and got them drunk that time when we beat them up. Yeah. The excuse was Drake had to man them out partying. And that's why they Toronto whopped them the way they did last time. What's the final? What's the final right now? Let me see if we won this game.
This guy's so worried about basketball.
Yo, bro, the Raptors need to listen to me. Nothing but disrespect is coming from across the border when it comes to the Raptors. Hey, beer disrespect.
I'm not gonna say nothing.
Yo, it's beer disrespect. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Yo, it's disrespect, on YouTube, bro.
And I don't want to get eaten alive. Is this,
what
anything.
Do you mean, yo? The Raptors.
So I'm just
gonna
say nothing.
Yeah, they took their expos away. You know,
I don't know. I've been living in Toronto, what, 20, 21 so years? We I'm from here, dog.
I need to know if we won, bro.
Yeah, because y'all just chill.
It's not even that. I was just like, why did we just get attacked?
No one did. Sav took it personal. I got to watch my back now.
I'm from the Tale of Two Cities, yo.
I'm going to watch my back. Hey, remember them team there? Them team. I love the Expos. Don't mind. All I know is that Montreal. I'm the same, but the only team you guys had was the Expos. They took it from you guys. That's all I'm saying.
She's talking about the headshot.
Because we're Toronto, we're the center of the universe. That's why.
Oh, dude, on some bullshit.
She's talking about the headshot that dude sent from the side. Oh, they're doing a podcast. All of a sudden, boom, bullet went right to the side of my head.
I got blood and brain matter on the side of my face.
You know what I'm saying?
Friday got his head blown off by a dude from a side shot. He was not ready for it. Boom! Couldn't defend it. Nothing. It just came off camera. Okay. And I still haven't figured out if we won yet.
We're down three.
Oh, come on. How, what? 10 seconds. 10 seconds, we're down three? Yeah, oh, that's oh, we got the ball. Okay.
So,
okay.
That's back to Khaled and Kalani.
Yes. K&K. Sorry, I went over and I ranted about the Raptors.
So they were here. They're stunting.
Yeah, he was all over the place, yo.
What's going on? What are you doing out here?
And I can't visit the city?
He just came just to
maybe
visit?
He came to go watch the Cleveland game.
Just like that.
Is he promoting that show still?
Khaled lives in Miami, eh?
But is he promoting that show with Diddy that's on CTV and shit? That music show?
Maybe.
We have no answers yet. He was just here.
The man could have just restaurant. Came to stunt, came to check Drizzy. You know, maybe they're doing some work. Who knows? Who knows? Remember the man said he's working on a new album? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why Khaled and, what's her name?
Kalani.
Is that his wife?
No, that's just like another, like an R&B singer.
Oh, okay.
Like, but like, yeah. With a really gruff voice.
They're probably working. If he's with her, they're probably working.
Well, I did hear that they were saying via TMZ that Drizzy was here, I guess, at the time.
Yeah.
Right? But on TMZ, they were showing pictures of, like, the mountains of some place where he was. And said mountains were also in the background pictures of Kim K and them.
Okay.
So he might be over there with Kanye and them in Wisconsin doing
their thing. Who knows? It's a thing. You have to find out. You have to wait.
Maybe Kalani and Drake have a record on a new Khaled that comes out.
Dude dropping jams.
Dude with the hot take.
They just put out the Beyonce and Jay-Z. They're supposed to be out the new Khaled. So,
You didn't see Jay-Z riding around Jamaica with Beyonce on the back of the motorcycle?
Oh, God.
No helmet, huh?
Oh, God.
On the little small bike, 250, it looked like a man on a ride, but still, you know.
I'm not going to say anything about Jay.
It's nothing bad. I'm not saying nothing bad.
No, but I had jokes, but then I was thinking to myself, if I say these jokes, I might never get a Rock Nation chain. We might get our...
Yo, you're not a rapper. What are you looking for, a Rock Nation chain?
You know, podcast love.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. You see, hold on. Now I'm going to call out Funk Flex right now. Funk Flex said it, eh? Just because you got the Rock Nation hat, you're not Jay's man, eh?
Yo.
Huh? Just because you got the Rock Nation hat, you ain't Jay's man. Get the fuck out of here.
Listen. Can
Funk Master Flex.
No, but can...
He just said it on his podcast. He said it. Yeah, Royce the 5'9 was freestyling.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yo, I told y'all. Just because these niggas think they're wearing the Rock Nation hat, they Jay's man.
Just
because
you got the chain don't mean you Jay's man.
Exactly. He's like, yo, get the fuck out of here.
Just because you got the hat don't mean you Jay's man.
Exactly. That's exactly what he said. Get the fuck out of here.
I feel like dropping a bomb. But yeah. So there's speculations. Maybe Khaled's out here. Maybe he's doing a track with Baka Not Nice. Who knows?
Who knows? That would be nice.
There's a lot of speculation going on. Okay, before we get to our break, I want to do one more quick mention here. Shout out to Dan Barker and the whole Connected.TV and all the people of Edessa.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a bunch of weeks event. I was going to say like a few weeks event, but like a hell of weeks. Okay. So starting April 12th in North Bay, and the men's are going to be making their way all around.
Oh, they're doing a tour.
Yeah. And there's a competition going on.
What kind of competition?
So I think there's a battle.
Rap battles?
Yeah.
So what, are they battling mans on like from out on those areas, or they're going around battling?
More details will come.
Okay, cool. Right?
But the first, second, and third prize winners, you know what I mean, we'll be keeping people updated on what's going on. You
okay,
know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Via the IGs and stuff like that. Might pop so up at a few events.
Let's keep your eyes out. Keep your eyes open.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep see your the eyes money open. Keep your eyes open.
Winners at the end, like the whole thing, will be like sometime in the summertime. And then, boom, we'll have the winners of the full thing come through, and we'll have a little conversation with them and all that. But we'll definitely be making our presence known at these events as well.
For sure,
you'll
for
be seeing the We Love Hip Hop squad over there covering what's going on. So shout out the whole Connect the Dots. I see there's some people that
The last show was fire.
You went to that show?
I was at that show. That show was crazy.
Yeah, man, I'm going to start coming outside again, you know? Shout out to K-Money them. You know
what I'm saying? they're doing like their little tour too, K-Money Casper tour. I don't yes. know if it's done. Yeah.
Yo. I spoke to one of the mans them. I'm rolling out to one of these shows, eh?
Okay.
I'm watching too many, and just not to give these guys, you know, but shout out to you guys, Connect the Dot. That's happening, mm-hmm. okay? Casper and those niggas. Mm-hmm. Them shows, woo! I'm rolling.
Okay.
I'm rolling. I don't go out the yard too much, right? I got work to do, right? Get my work
whatever.
Done.
Yeah, yeah.
But I watch those shows on IG, and I'm like, yo, I feel like I'm missing out, yo.
He's got FOMO. Is that what it's called, FOMO?
Yo, dog, the crowds are just like, oh. Yo, I'm saying, the men, them, you know, We Love Hip Hop alumni.
Yeah,
maybe
for
I
sure.
won two backstage sure, pass, sure. you know. I'll take a residual groupie.
Yo, Friday, stop this nonsense. It was going so good. And then Friday had to say, you know what, I'll dip my dipstick. I got my dipstick ready for the oil can. You know what I'm saying? Friday got real dirty. Real slippery. He got real slippery real quick.
I'm weak right now.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I'm just playing, yo.
But not playing.
I'm just playing. But I'm saying. Okay, so let's get to our break. And we got our guest that's going to be coming up. And the interview that's going to be popping off. So shout out to FB. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to FB.
You know what I mean? All Up Top Movement. The whole Neat Gang.
It's big.
It's a yo.
They got a wave. They got a tsunami behind them.
Woo!
They got a tsunami wave coming from up top. You know what I'm saying? So So you guys be ready because their wave is bubbling right now.
So look out for that exclusive interview about to drop just now. Before we go to our break, I want to shout out to Nana Goody. We're going to be running an exclusive track from Nana Goody.
Oh called yes,
Dream or Dreams, plural. World's Most Smoked Out Podcast.
Run the track.
Let's see what's going in here. Shout out to Nana Goody. Look out for her interview dropping real soon, too.
Fucking name, though. Yeah.
Let's go. Exclusive.
She never saw what she was.
Nana Goody.
Yo, yeah, she really on the queen shit. Fuck a fairy tale, she always working on the dreams. Always on the low, cause haters always seem to see shit.
Uh-huh.
Baby move that work, and yeah, she always move it clean, kid. Yeah, she roddy. That bitch spotted body. And if there is an issue, baby girl gon' get a body.
Alright, so we're gonna take a quick break.
Yeah,
the world's most smoked out podcast.
She ain't worried about the fame, she just wanna get that money. Yeah, she like fuck all that neck shit.
No
checking out my necklace, I'm checking off my checklist. My grind is getting
smoke weed every day.
All right, so we are back as the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka the Shotta Blaster, aka we'll bring back Sir Smoke a Lot again. And to the right of me,
it's me, SSC _ Hey Herx _PK on Instagram. That's, you know, where I'm. AKA Smokey the Bear, AKA Paul Bunyan. Let's get it in.
So we got a special guest in the building. And before we get to our special guest, I just want to give a quick couple of shout outs here, right? I want to shout out to the Six List.
Shout out the Six List.
We got like up and coming artists who are trying to get on into the game. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to get onto the podcast. You know what I'm saying? We're always looking for a certain level of fucking professionalism and artistry when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? So if you're still building, holler at us. You know what I mean? Get at the Six List on Instagram. hit up the We Love Hip Hop Toronto Gmail. You know what I'm saying? Send in your submissions. You know what I mean? Let us know what you got. You know what I mean? Get on any of the platforms. Also, shout out to Toronto Rappers. Shout out to Top Shelf Culture.
Shout out Six Socks.
Yeah, Six Socks Toronto. You know what I mean? We all got a quick little thing also I want to mention quickly. Mercenary Films and We Love Hip Hop, we're going to be doing a little contest, okay? So anybody who wants to send us your stuff, you know what I mean? Send us your best stuff on IG. Hit up the Six List on IG. Hit up We Love Hip Hop Toronto. Hit up the We Love Hip Hop Toronto email or at gmail.com. Send us your stuff. We got a showcase going on. We're going to film your stuff, you know, film your little showcase. Submit that up on the YouTube. The most people who vote for that will get a free video from Mercenary Films. You know what I'm saying? Step your game up.
Sick drone flying game too. You can fly the drones.
Oh fuck yeah. Yeah. It's a thing. You know what I mean? So let's get right to it. You know what I mean? Very excited to have our guest in the building today. You know what I mean?
I've been following our guest for a while now. So.
Yeah, I had that.
I've been
talking about you on the podcast from season one time. So
So with no further ado, we have FB in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, okay. FB, what does the FB stand for? Through our research, we've seen Fat Boy.
Yeah, for sure. It's Fat Boy, and you don't know, like, as I got older, just got shorter, I just made it, FB, right? And then, fuck, I started rapping, and that was my street name, so I just
ran
with
switched
it, right? The Don knew me as FB, so I made sure I kept it as that.
Same. And, like, when did you fall in love with the music thing?
Huh?
Like, when did you fall in love with, like, making music?
With music? Fuck, man, when my niggas started, I've been listening to music from when I was young, you know what I'm trying to say? But when I started rapping, like when I started taking serious, like 2014, right after I came out of jail, like when Robin shot Up Next in those times, Up Next and Abaya featuring GD, Free GD.
Okay.
Those times I was in jail, I did a year in the hearse, right? When the man named Buzz just started buzzing up. So while I'm in there, I'm just... niggas coming orange, yo, Robin. This I've been knowing the man rapping before that, but our fan base never got serious, right? It's like that year I was in jail, right? And I was just, man, them kept coming in there telling me, yo, Robin this, Robin that, every turn up, you know?
Yeah.
I was shocked, like all the groupies, like, you know what I'm trying to say? So that shit had me happy in there, right? So I talked to the man. And I was in there too. The whole time I'm in there, I'm telling my cellies every time, I'm saying, yo, my first track out there with Robin Watch is gonna be a banger. It's gonna be a banger. And then boom, I freed up. Freed that nigga GD again. GD picked me up from the hearse right after my year bit.
Nice.
And then boom, he just showed me 1-2. 2 weeks later, I was in the studio with me. Shout out Press killing the shit. Press had the beat for Was Gang, and then whatever he was right into it, then he said, fuck it. Robin did the hook, and then cut out, and then me, him, and GD stayed in the studio till 6 in the morning that night. And Was Gang was like my first song, like my first video, right?
For real.
And I put my last verse on it, and then, from then... you don't know.
Fire.
You already seen it's my been first fire. Video. Like
it's been
I was Was Gang, right? So that's how like how this music shit started, right? And even Was Gang. Sorry if I'm talking too long.
No. Go ahead. Do your thing.
After Was Gang, I never even took rap serious because after we shot Was Gang, only Press and Robin took rap series. That's why they are right now too. Like something about this music shit, I know now consistency is a major key.
Yes, definitely.
You know what I'm trying to say, fam?
Yeah. Definitely key.
Consistency is a major key. So I don't know. I'm fresh out of jail. That's my first song. But the song is bigger than ever now. Like Was Gang. You know what I'm trying to say?
That's boom, like, man. I press up.
Yeah. It's at like 3.6 now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Whatever, Press and Robin took that shit serious. Like after that, that's when next for Press was Demian, and from their history,
yo, Demian was a big track.
Robin kept shooting. I never shot a video after that for a whole year.
Yeah,
feel me. GD got locked up. month later, 2 months later after that song. So that was like his last song too, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I never knew. But then throughout that whole year, me not making music, I'm seeing press killing shit. You feel me? So seeing but, Robin
killing. Let me stop you for a second. You were home.
Is it Lena?
And you stopped making music.
Yeah, I was getting money, to be honest. I'm trying to say. Yeah. I was just getting money. I never took music serious. I was just on my dollars thing, you feel me?
Yeah.
But then I'm preying it, you know what I'm trying to say? People are telling me too, like, you're joking, you know? So it's a whole year now, you feel me? I never made no music. So I'm like, all right, let me try one more time, you feel me? I said, I'm going to try a thing, right? And then boom, I felt like this song was going to make me or break me. So now I come back a year later and I go... And then the next song I go make is Priceless.
Right. Wow.
With Robin.
That's the track where I was like, yo, this guy, FB, fire. Because, yo, after the watch, I was looking, I'm searching, and I'm like, yo, I heard this song already. I heard this song. It's sick, but I want to hear more. Like, I'm looking for more. I couldn't find more. And then you dropped the Priceless.
Exactly.
And then the line, I'm like, yo, I seen man switch up on the range. I'm like, yo, this guy knows exactly what he's talking about. I'm fucking with this nigga right here.
You can sit your down.
Bro. Bro, real talk, bro. Like, that's the line that hooks line me in
real seats. Street like, niggas really feel I'm that like, line and really know where I'm coming from.
Yo, I'm like, I see niggas switch up on the range. On I'm like, yo, this really nigga knows what he's talking about. Factual, they really do. Facts.
So that got you motivated to start getting more tracks done.
Yeah, Priceless. No, Ayahuasca, yeah. Like me throughout that year, seeing Robin and. Press killing shit. Like their outcomes is crazy. Like, you know, yo, what I'm saying? Like, why did I stop it? So I told Robin, yo, make sure a hook is a hit like Wasp Gang. I was seeing that in the trap for a month, telling them, yo, I'm about to pop up, yo, make sure that shit's a hit like Wasp Gang.
Yeah.
So he made the hook, boom, I booked the studio, Robin pulled up, boom, we made that one night. I called up M-Works. Mm. He came the next day.
Boom.
You feel me?
Shot a video. M-Works.
Yeah, boom. M-Works came. We shot that video. You feel me?
Yeah.
Boom. The 200K first week. You know what I'm trying to say? Yo, so I felt like that one
is fire, bro.
And then Meek put it up after a couple of while. Meek put it up. After when Meek put that up, that's when I said, yo, B, like, I might as well keep going. I'm trying to say my first two songs were crazy. I don't care. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, right now, I've been dropping peer singles. I know I just got to keep shooting till I score. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. I already have the ear of the whole dot. Like, everyone knows who I am already. Block. You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, even, like, 32 bars and different tracks like that, I see you as a guy who is a rapping.
Bro.
You're a rapper's rapper.
Mm-hmm.
So what influences did you have before that makes you get into that instead of like being a mumble rapper, as they say?
YBK. You guys ever heard of YBK?
Mm.
09 times 2009.
Yeah.
YBK, my ends, they're spitting hard. They really influenced me to rap. You know what I'm trying to say? When I was young and you know what I mean?
Facts.
Exactly. You feel me?
Blow cheddar,
big bills, you feel me?
I want to know one thing. What were you listening also to in your headphones?
Like as a youngin?
Yeah.
AR Rap. 09 Vibes Cartel was fucking up the place. Like I was listening to Dancehall Hard when Vibes was like 09 with like all that shit. I was bumping that hard. AR Meek. But like right now in this new generation, back then that's like the people like influenced me in music, but like now the people like I listen to regular in my headphone are like Lil Durk and be a young boy, like a couple other, you know, spitters, like good niggas who make good music, you know.
Yeah.
I listen to Drizzy, I listen to, you know what I'm trying to say, Meek, I listen to good music, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
1-2 R&B, you know, so
yeah,
you already know. All types of music.
Tell me about Up Top, man. The Driftwood scene, you know what I'm saying?
Driftwood scene is crazy.
You just have to live it. You know
exactly. Like, I never even got to introduce my bro. Yeah, I want to make sure I get this. This is my little bro, Burn the Band.
Okay.
You know, he's going hard in this music sharing now. I don't know when this is going to drop by the time his video comes out, his new video, North Korea. But that's retarded. Okay. You feel me, fam?
Okay.
Yeah, you feel me? So that's my little bro right here. So make sure you guys keep looking out for him too. For everyone on that shit. You feel me?
Yes. And you were on the track with the Tyler Twins.
Yeah, both of them.
Okay.
My team and fucking 456, right? So he was on both of those.
Okay. So, all right. Now, I see you talk about the connections. You got a dope connection with Pressa, and you got a dope connection with Robin. Okay. And I see you've been on Instagram and Twitter for like, what, only like a year and change, 2 years at the most.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? A couple of years.
So, like, how did you like, attract? One thing I want to know, I have a two-part question. How did you attract so much, like, traction in such a short space of time on those mm-hmm. social media platforms? There's some people who are dying to get, like, I know.
I'll be honest with you. The streets been knowing who I was before this fucking rap shit. Know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And like I say, you're asking me about my ends. That buzzes the place a lot to my ends, right? Because shit's a lot more deeper than music. You know what I'm trying to say? The fans even know that. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Going through real life issues and a whole bunch of shit. So, I don't know. They just feel our pain. They know we really live it. So, it's like, you know what I'm trying to say? That just came natural. Like, we never had to chase that. Like, how people chase the clown and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that shit, this rap shit just followed the latch. Like I told you, like, I just came out of jail, hopped on my first song, and it blew up like that. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Shout out to Pressa and Robin, 2NG, because they were a major key. The song blew up, right? They already had the city buzzing, right? That was Pressa's first video, too, but you don't know. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, and it's just organic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so, even on social media, to stay on that, I see you here. That's not you in the picture in the IG.
Which one?
In your IG profile.
Oh yeah, in my DP.
Right. So, yeah. We have our research. We always
100%.
Right. So explain who's the gentleman DP? in the IG picture.
That's the big one.
Okay.
You know what I'm trying to say? That's Wasi.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Yeah.
You don't know. That's my bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
He died while I was in jail too. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to say that's Broski. Died in a shootout with the police. You know what I'm trying to say? He was wanted for a double homicide. And yeah, that's how it goes, right?
Yeah.
Don't know. Just, you know what I'm trying to say? He's a legend, fam. Don't know. I just make sure I rep my bro to the fullest. And I'm trying to say make his name live on forever.
Yeah, man.
I should have had my Wasi chain, but you don't know. It's in the jeweler right now. Just getting shined up and shit.
Yeah.
Getting some new shit on it. So, that's the only reason I don't have it. But yeah, Wasi's my blood, bro, fam. Make sure my DP's never gonna change, too. Like, that's forever gonna be my DP right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, I don't know. Through the research, like, it just doesn't seem all, it doesn't come together right with the way that everything happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Well, like, they say in the end, somebody came in, like about a month or so later, after he died, right, and said, "Yo, they're the ones who did that."
They must have turned himself in, according to.
I didn't know.
Or it says that in the article that someone else was also turned in.
I didn't know about that.
But yeah,
so. Yeah. Well, man, all I know is like the city's been a crazy fucking place. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I always look out for fucking the foul play to the way to the boy them work. You know what I mean? But
exactly.
Yeah,
trust me.
Exactly.
But that's just the, you know, so that's the big homie.
You don't know. He's my age, but you don't know. That's the big homie. That's the big dog, fam. Feel me?
Yeah.
Did a lot for the hood, fam. You know what I'm trying to say? So make sure the whole city knows that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yep, that's big.
Make sure. So, shout out little Wassas, too. All his little bros. He got some little bros. Make sure they're super good. Shout out his little bros.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get back into the music.
Yeah.
How do you come up with the bars? Is it like something that you write down? Like, is it like in your phone, or are you just thinking about them in your head type of thing?
Or you just go in the studio, hear the beat, and just...
I just get the beat, and I vibes more time, you feel me? I just vibe. Sometimes I write the hook at home. And then I'll go write the both verses in fucking in the studio. You know what I'm trying to say?
But yeah.
Other than that, the bars have just come up with my life. I just think about my life and real situations. You know what I'm trying to say?
Okay.
Write that. Shout out to myself, too, because I know some of these rappers. I'm not saying every rapper. A lot of rappers don't write their own shit. You know what I'm trying to say? And I'm not saying fuck, but can get it however you want, you know what I'm trying to say? But I'm proud of myself that I can say, like, I don't need that. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm developing every time, every song I'm getting, but every time I'm in the studio, I'm just working, yeah. on me, perfecting my craft, trying to get that right sound, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? The hard work's going to pay off, inshallah.
Yo, you know what? And just to stay on that for a second. You hear about guys who are getting bars written for them, but like, I hear about that on the industry level, the high industry level, but I've been hearing about this in the hood. Like, is this like a common thing? Like, hood niggas are getting bars written for them?
I don't think a lot of hood niggas are getting bars. Like, Toronto rappers? Like,
yes, dog.
No, I don't think so. Like that, you know? I don't know all of them. Actually, I can't talk. You never know. Niggas be biting swags. Niggas be doing a whole bunch of shit. So I'm not gonna vouch. Niggas be doing, but I can say, yo, my camp, me, my little bro, all the man, them, like, man, them be writing their own shit. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, exactly.
That's good, though. That's a good,
yeah.
That's a good aspect.
And what's your favorite track that you recorded so far out of what you're working on?
That I'm working on? Raised me, and I don't know if this is gonna be out. I think Raised Me will probably be out before this interview, but Raised Me is the next song that I shot with Robert. I never shot a video with him since Priceless, right?
So
this one's about to fuck up the place too, right?
Okay, and tell me about the track, who produced it, and like, how did that come together?
Raised Me, Robin sent me that with an open verse. Robin had it. It's on a motivated beat. And yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? He just sent me the open verse and I felt that shit. You know what I'm trying to say?
Okay.
And let me shout out to Robin too. Real nigga going through real life issues.
Yeah.
He's still handling it like a real nigga, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're getting a full house in here. You know what I'm saying? And what, you got tracks in the tuck?
Huh?
You got tracks
in
the tuck?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Okay. We're about to drop a mixtape this month, too. End of it.
That's right. Wagwan, G. Wagwan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, okay. I see more people coming in the building.
Exactly.
So, Neat Gang? No?
Something like that. Yeah, Neat Gang, all that. Gang. That's the gang.
Yeah, because like I see in our research, like from Neat Gang. Tell me about
that.
Yeah,
I seen that pop up recently.
Neat Gang, you don't know. That's
Neat the Gang label. On the beat.
That's me. Yeah, that's me. That's the brother, man.
Okay.
Shout out Neat Gang, shout out BFR, shout out UTM, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's all the brother, man. So.
So you're working on an album?
I can smoke bowl, yeah.
No,
mixtape.
Yeah,
no, we have a mixtape with me and the man, the Mona Robbins mixtape just dropped. Mm-hmm. Fucking Still Here. Robbins mixtape just dropped. Still Here. Me, the Youngins, Press is on it. Robbins on it. It's like, it's called North Side of the Gene. That's what it's called, right?
North Side Gene.
That's what the mixtape called. Yeah,
there's a track on that.
Yeah, has a track on that. And we're going to drop that this month. And then after that, I'm just going to keep working on, you know what I'm trying to say, my mixtape. But I'm not really rushing. I'm just going to keep dropping singles in the meanwhile. And exactly.
Brother. Yeah, keep coming with the fire.
Yeah. Brother? You know, okay. I have a question that I feel like we've been bringing up a lot. If you had the infinite bag,
For the connect or for the
okay, and I'm talking about like budget, like is not a fucking problem. All right,
what do you mean?
Collabo.
Who would you get to collab on a track? You can get more than one person. It doesn't have to just be one person. Like the beat, the fucking whoever you would get on the hook. You know what I mean? Maybe another verse from somebody.
Fuck yeah.
And you could draw dead or alive even.
Dirk
and Kodak either. I would put Dirk on the hook.
Okay.
I don't know, it'd still be hard, but I would say Dirk and Kodak still. You know what I'm trying to say? I fuck with those guys.
Okay.
Or Thugger too. Young Thug is fucking hard. Young Thug too, I would put Young Thug. But yeah, like if I had a choice, those would be like my choices with the music still, who I would put on there.
Okay, and even like for beat.
What do you mean?
Like what dream, if you had to
beat?
Because you can get a beat from anybody at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
It's a water.
Like, you could be like, yo, go get Pharrell in the studio right now. I need Pharrell and somebody in there doing a beat together. Fuck it.
Yeah, probably one of them. Still fucking Dr. Dre or some shit. Like, you know, some super exclusive.
Okay.
It'd be like a Dr. Dre, be something exclusive, right?
Yeah.
Crazy, but I can't really think of Pacific. It'd be...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we wrap up, give me
What's it saying? Okay, so you've been rapping how long now? Sorry, your name slipped me again.
Rapping. Bring the mic a little bit closer.
Because we brought him here, so we might as well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, bring the mic a little bit over. Let the brother get so
questions.
So, okay.
We've been rapping for
1 second.
Hello. Help him out here, AJ.
Probably
about 18 right now. I've probably been rapping for like 2 years. Yeah, and a half probably.
Okay. And like, with all these cats around getting the stuff done, like, you got a mixtape you're working on as well?
Nah, I have something coming out with the bros, you know? A collab mixtape, compilation type thing. Okay. It's coming real soon, Northside Jane.
Okay.
Yeah, that same tape I was just talking about.
All right, just wanted to make sure, double check, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't want to miss anything.
Nah, for sure.
Even, who are you listening in your headphones? Back in the days before you even decided to start rapping?
Back in the day? Probably listening to like fucking. I've been listening to Meek Mill probably all my life coming up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Free that nigga Meek.
Yeah, free Meek.
Most definitely.
What I wanted to know is, and what my wrap-up question was, is top five.
Top five
rappers. So let's ask it now, and then we'll pass it around the room. So give me your top five favorite rappers.
What do you mean?
Like top five.
Old school, new school. Your top five favorite.
I fuck with Dirk. Dirk is hard 100%. Fuck with. Who else is hard? I can't even think off the top of my head right now, you know?
Oh, okay.
I'll say fucking Dirk, Kodak,
Keith.
Yeah, the stand is moving funny. The stand is moving. There we go.
You're good?
Yeah.
I'll say fucking. I'll say fucking Dirk, Kodak, and be a young boy. Lil Baby.
Okay.
And myself.
That's
about it.
Yeah, Baby's hard.
Yeah. He's
fucking up the game right now.
Yeah, that is super hard still.
Okay. So, we got the history, we went back, we found out the process of, and it's the blow up tracks, you know what I mean? So what do you have coming up next? Like the
I have 2 videos coming up right now. Like I said, I don't know if this will be out by the time Raised Me comes up, but Raised Me is gonna come out, then I have a surprise for them right after that, and
okay,
it doesn't stop, you know what I'm trying to say? Like I said, we have a mixtape coming out in March. Yeah, we just gotta keep going, right? The whole gang with me.
Any shows coming up?
Right now we're looking into that stuff. I'm just trying to keep going hard right now before the show situation. You know what I'm trying to say? Keep building my fan base. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Exactly. If I'm gonna build my fan base up more, then it's nothing. You know what I'm trying to say? I'll be getting booked a lot more easier, but. In the meanwhile, we're just going to keep shooting until we score.
Yeah.
You did a track with K-Money also?
Yeah, shout out K-Money. I did a song with K-Money still.
Okay.
MGSOS with him.
Dope.
Visuals on that were like, was...
Yeah, it was sick though. We shot it in the studio. Night to the morning shit, you know? Yeah, real nigga.
All right. So, let's get your social medias. Let's pass it around the room. Let's
one more time. Yo, this is my next little bro, Pook, dog.
You rap also?
No, he rap also, but he ain't got nothing out here. But
already on the north side,
he's living what these rappers are talking about. So you already know he's coming up, trying to say. He's going to be on that mixtape too, coming up. So the
Neatly, yes.
Yeah.
You don't know. All of us have a talent. I'm trying to say, fam, all of us can rap. So you already know.
Man's are getting ready.
Anybody in the group produce?
Nah, but that's something I'm looking forward to and in the future to start learning how to produce. But shout out J-Mac, shout out Money Music, fucking, I guess, yeah, those are the main Money two people. J-Mac, I fuck with J-Mac Hard Body too, he gives me, stole me the saucy beats, and yeah, other than that, just keep it going, you know what I mean?
Any Toronto rappers that you wanna do any collabs with that you haven't yet?
Not really, to be honest. Not really, fam.
The movement they have right now is moving, so they just ride that wave. Because that wave is it's big. It's a big wave right now.
A lot of Toronto rappers are scared probably to do music with me, to be honest. It's not even... you know what I'm trying to say? Hood thing. Like, some people would want to make a song with us, but they won't. Like, not including me. Like, every rapper from my hood, like, they just wouldn't want that on their head, like, after people. You know what I'm trying to say? You know how it goes, but... Fuck it, we're not begging for any futures from nobody either, right?
Yeah.
You guys are doing your thing, you guys are bubbling, your wave is big right now.
100%. 1-2, you know what I'm trying to say? Reach out, you know what I'm trying to say?
Like, how did you come up with the idea for the 32 bars video? Like, you're just, like, there,
No, I shot it. Someone gave me an idea of the spot, and then, boom, I just said, I'm just going to go shoot it there, right? I called the man them up, you don't know, we had a photo shoot. We just turned up, shot the video. It was my last video I shot.
Because even the other videos, Signed to the Woods, and those ones there, you're just like, it's just like really like in the hood. Like,
I know.
Boom, like in the spots, like, you know what I'm saying? Right up in the spot, you know what I mean?
I switched up 32 bars. So I booked like a little photo shoot place for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we just went there and I made that. So,
you can see all the different, you can see, like this. Progression is definitely there.
Exactly.
The sound too, everything, yo. But yeah, big up doing what you keep doing what you're doing.
No, 100%.
I can't wait to hear that next mixtape.
Yeah.
Cause like I said, I've been rating the man from like back.
No, when you just started. I appreciate that too, fam. I see you guys posting and talking highly about my song. You guys keep doing your thing too. That's why I pulled up, no question. I
appreciate that.
I had a situation this week, but I just made sure, yo.
We appreciate the fact that you came
out of the way. That's 100%.
Big. We appreciate it 100.
Yeah, man. Cause like, dog, we see the movement, dog. We see the way the mans are moving, and we see it, and we love the quality of the music, right?
Yeah.
There's one thing, like, we've interviewed a lot of guests, and what we're on, like, 60. Maybe 60 now, and 60-plus guests, because not all 60 episodes and different things have come out. You know what I'm saying? There's guests that have lost episodes of.
Yeah.
So we've done a lot of interviews. But I can't say that I listen to everybody that we've interviewed.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You guys... You, Pressa, Robin Banks, all the different mans, I listen to y'all niggas in my car.
Yeah.
So that's a different thing. You know what I'm saying? I got things to do. I have to have a good backdrop. You know what I'm saying? So that means I rate what the fuck niggas is doing, dog, like a lot, dog. And I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Music is definitely fire.
So it's more than like y'all coming and blessing us. Y'all blessing us when you're doing
my
music.
My little bro got the chains from the jeweler, so he has it right here, right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
This is little Wasi too, right here.
Okay, R.I.P. Wasi, yes.
Yes, R.I.P. Wasi.
Bomb.
Nice. Make sure you get those.
Cause yeah, that's I got the city going well for my two watches. Yo, listen to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo. Me and Lil bro.
Well, shit, we love hip hop. Got the two watches chains in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, RP Wasi. I was just saying that the jeweler too, and he got it.
Trust me. Okay, so give me your social medias. Let the people know where to find you.
FB_court, that's my Instagram. Fucking Twitter, FatNeat1. Fucking, I ain't even gonna get out the Snapchat's personal, you feel me?
For sure.
What's your
Super Wasi? Find me on IG, Burner Got the Wasi.
Running on the wash. All right.
What's that?
Super
Wassy. Super Wassy. Okay. That's his instinct, you feel me?
Okay.
Yeah, he don't know.
Wassy, not like, Savage.
He don't know. Broski's not even not on the ground right now. So
you're on the gram?
Mr. Wassy is actually, that shit's going to get reactivated for this shit. Broski, Broski, has, okay. Broski raps too. He don't know. Okay. He has a track with Press. You already know. Wassy, the song called Wassy and shit. So,
okay.
You guys look at when this guy steps in the game, he don't know.
Okay,
you got a secret weapon in the building. Hey,
sure. A bunch of gems.
Yo, sure. The Wheel of Hip Hop, the world's most smoked out podcast. I got blessed today, family.
Yes.
Yo.
Yeah.
Before we start, I want to get give a big shout out to Mercenary Films. We got a big contest going on. We Love Hip Hop and Mercenary Films combined to do a free video giveaway. So do us a favor and follow us on the Six List as well as the We Love Hip Hop Toronto IG pages. Send us your best homemade videos, right? All the people who are still working on their music videos, or if you have one music video or two that you know in your beginning stages, send us that. You know, send us that to your We Love Hip Hop Toronto @gmail.com.
Yeah, send on.
You know what I mean? We're going to be looking through all of those. We're going to go through the selection process and then have everybody, the people who we pick for the finals, do a live show on the Six List.
Okay.
Right? We're going to be taking that, posting that, and then the person who gets the most views and the most comments and the most traction on theirs is
the one that people deem the champion.
Yeah. And with that being said as well, don't be doing a whole bunch of get all your friends just to like repeat the same action. You know what I mean?
We just look at we want people that really are fucking with you, not your friends. It's not, you know, you can have your friends too, but don't get out of hand.
For sure. So big shout out to Mercenary Films. It's gonna be going down, free fucking music video.
Wicked drone pilot, I will keep saying it. The man's got skills. I seen it firsthand. He's got skills.
Yeah, so that's what's up right there. Also follow at Mercenary Films. Let's start the show.
Yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
All right, Friday. Some new sound effects. Okay. New sound effects, eh?
All right.
AKA the sound effect god?
AKA the wavy sound effect god.
Okay. He added the wavy.
I had to add an extra one there. Okay, so in the Smoke and Mirrors news, the game, or Tekashi versus the game. Let's position this well. The Game versus Tekashi versus the Prince family.
Jay Prince Jr.
So they put Tekashi in the middle, and there's the beef on both sides, and I guess he's just like a little piece of bread. Right?
It's entertainment.
That's what it is.
It makes you think. Is it like that's what they're going for? These guys, or you know what I'm saying? I don't know them. I don't know Game. I don't know Tekashi. I don't know none of the Jazz, Prince, them boys, none of them.
Yeah.
But it feels like, yo, they're taking this young guy, and the guy's talented, okay. But is he really a blood? And I don't know them. So is he a blood?
Yeah.
How can I say? So they're checking his, they're testing his gangster, supposedly. And that's the name of his tour.
Because
like, that's the name of his tour, but they're testing his gangster.
Yeah, and he's the one saying, I don't check in. I don't check in where I go.
So I don't, you know, I'm not on that gangster shit. So it's like, that's,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like, yeah, yeah. And okay. Okay, here's one question I have about this. Because this is happening, and just to bring some clarity of what's happening, like the Game, he starts going off. He's posting all types of shit on IG. I guess he decides, finally, I had enough of this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Apparently, Wack 100 and Tekashi had some kind of, they cool.
Yeah.
But then Wack threw that shit out the window once the Game said it's on. Right.
Okay. Okay.
So he started throwing up shit on IG, blue bread spread, high school pictures, all types of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then the whole thing when he's in Houston at the it was, I think it was a Double XL or I forgot what showcase that it was going on for. It was like a big showcase.
Yeah.
No, World Star Hip Hop. Okay. A World Star Hip Hop soundstage show.
Yeah. South by.
Right. And they said nah. Yeah. Like he didn't show up because man came through. Sold out show, 30 deep.
Wow.
Tekashi didn't show up.
Oh, you didn't see that? No. Cuz don't be on World Star. She don't watch.
Right? it went viral.
So I didn't
watch that. Oh, it was on the ground.
I missed that.
I didn't even catch the part that he didn't pull up.
Okay.
I knew that they. I know. I've seen something that they say, you know, where you at?
Jay Prince
Jr. Yeah.
Right? Came up with like 30 people. So he
rolled up at South by?
At a sold out show. Okay. Sold out.
Okay. He was headlining.
Right? And I'm making this a point.
Yeah, he was headlining.
Mm-hmm. And he was the headline. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right? Yeah. I'm making that a point to say it's sold out because he came with 30 mans.
Yeah.
Probably more.
And still came in.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's his city.
You know what I'm saying?
It's sold out.
Isn't that his city, though?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then?
Yes. And so then? Takashi. Yeah.
So then?
Yeah. Right?
Man flex and say, oh, you didn't check in. You ain't getting on yeah. You ain't getting this show money. You better check in, boy.
So he didn't show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah,
he
so
didn't,
that's he didn't show up. So who's gangsters really being tested, right? Yeah, you know,
are we giving him too much attention?
He is getting way too much attention. That's what it is. He's giving this guy too much attention. He's a troll, I think.
It's, he looks like it's one, working. So.
It, yeah, man.
Yeah,
and it's working. The more attention they give him, it's working for it. So you never know. Like, stop
negative. Yeah, positive.
If we're talking about him on the We Love Hip Hop show.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I was trying to not bring him up.
No, but no, it's what's going on.
It is what it is.
Everybody's flooding my timeline all the time.
That's what happens.
Yo, but he took that post though, the game post down. Right, see that? I just caught that. He took that post he had up for him. It was off of Tekashi's thing. I was looking. It was off of
Tekashi's boy was talking about game being a dancer and all of this shit.
Yeah, the change of heart post.
He took it down?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Really? Charting with the hot
team. I think I was just No, I follow the guy, so I see it. And then, you know what I mean? I was checking, and I see another one of his boys come in. It's, you know what? It's like, it's hip-hop.
It's hip-hop. It's tea, bro. It's smoke and mirrors. Yeah. It's hip-hop. Smoke and mirrors right now.
No, because Game ain't took down any of his shit.
No.
Game.
He what?
Right? So, okay.
I'm pretty sure. Let me check. Like, I don't want to go on. I don't want to go on.
Before we move on, check that.
Check. Yeah. For me, I just look at it like, that gang shit is serious. First and foremost.
Sure, yeah.
And so,
I don't wrong the game for
what he's saying. Because at the end of the day, it is. So, it's like, you can't just be out here claiming to be colors and you're not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't wrong him. But what upsets me about the shit is the fact that it just gives him, it works. Like you said, it just gives him more attention. And that's what we don't want. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but at the same time, that gang shit is real. You can't just do that. So you have to address it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I've tried to bring him up as least as possible, but he's flooded the timeline is so much that I think this is the second time you brought him up on the podcast. Hopefully, it'll be the last. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe not. It probably won't. But let's move on.
For sure.
I think the Illuminati is real, maybe.
I want to get into some Canadian stuff before we go back into American story. Right?
What's this?
So, mans are not in the comments like, you're goof. You ain't talking about no Toronto shit. No, I'm just
you take that shit too serious, man. You let this shit get to your head,
but
bro.
Nav. Remember what we were talking about before? Yeah. Let's pull it off the Pinterest board.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Nav goes off on XXL.
I don't need them to verify me.
Yeah, you don't need them to verify or to validate his validate. Shit, right?
I do my music for my fans or whatever you say.
Yeah.
Apparently, he might have got the heads up or the email or the lack of email that he's not on the XXL freshman list cover. Okay? There's a few things. I feel that maybe he's past that. Like,
I agree.
So he shouldn't even be bugging about that shit.
I agree.
But he went off to the point where he put like the editor-in-chief lady up and he was like bashing her in a picture and all that, like,
really?
He went off.
I didn't see that part.
Oh no, he went in.
Yeah, I seen it
too. Yeah, and then even like, what's his name, Quavo and their mans co-signed them too, because they got snubbed too when they had their time.
Yeah,
because they were a group.
But who cares? Yeah, like, look at them now.
Yep, killing it right now. They're ruling the world right now.
Yeah.
Does the freshman list even really matter in this day and age like it used to? Does it really have that much of an impact? I don't think so.
Nah,
You were asking the same question before.
I don't think so.
Who cares?
What's the last quaffer? Okay.
What's the last time, Ricky? I got to get that new XXL.
Of any of the last, since Migos have come out, any of the lists since then, and when they started, I guarantee Migos is bigger than any of them.
This is facts. I'm not even going to debate it.
It's not even debatable. It
doesn't need to be debated.
And that's how certain I am of that. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of the same thing with the Grammys too, though, right? It's like, that's the biggest award in music.
Mm-hmm.
But think about the Grace that never got one.
Yeah.
So what? Straight. You know what I'm saying? That deserted that never got
one. Yeah, that never got it.
How many Grammys does Nas have?
And that's, I don't.
If any.
Does he have one? I don't think so. Yeah.
Does it make him any less fucking dope?
No. He's one of the illest MCs ever.
For sure.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I feel it. That's how you feel, bro. That's how you feel.
Exactly.
Is he going off too much?
I think so. You don't need it.
Marketing plan.
Yeah. I agree.
We're talking about him.
Yeah, exactly.
Our next topic then.
Isn't his new single called Freshman something?
It's called Freshman's List. And I'm not going to say it's a banger, but I'm not going to say it's whack. It's doing its thing. I like it. You know what I mean? He takes his jabs.
Yeah.
But like he has a kind of very like laid back style. Mm-hmm. So if he's jabbing you, it doesn't really hurt that bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, he's not like, I'm going to run up in your house with the chopper. Like, I need that. True. I need that energy.
True. You want that? Because he's not that kind of guy violence, anyway. Huh?
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying that whatever the lady, the editor, yeah, with the chopper, but
yeah, for sure.
Make her feel like that. Make her get security to go into the car or something. Shit. I don't know. Am I going?
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with that one, but hey.
Okay, let's get on to somebody else. Lil Xan, versus Lil Xan versus the world.
Which one is he again?
This is a little kid that was dissing Tupac.
Okay, yeah.
Man got out of pocket.
Yeah. Like the Tupac title.
Yeah, the man got out of pocket, bro. The man got out of pocket with dissing Tupac.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro.
No, I know which one you're talking about.
Now he's backtracking.
Tupac was on there's a so 2 on the clock like, rating.
These so young teenage fans. Yeah, they rolled on him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the high school students rolled on the man.
Yeah. They chased him. He ran into the Y.
To the boy them.
And the boy them discarded him, yo. And then.
Why? They were chasing him down because of what he said about Tupac?
He was in Los Angeles.
Yo, they must have cornered him. Doing some shit.
And they said, yo, fuck you said about Tupac, nigga.
Yo, they ran up under there, cornered him.
Honestly?
He's like, yo, Tupac's a great
marketing. Like Buddy said, marketing. Because, listen, let's be real. And especially, he's a white kid. Mm. You know, everybody. Spanish. Well, okay.
Whatever.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Okay. these white art rappers claiming they're Spanish now just so they can play it safe. Anyways, but, everybody knows Tupac is not boring. And everybody knows that you can't say something bad about Tupac because you will get chased down. You can't say that publicly in this day and age. You can't. Because he's like Michael Jackson. You understand what I'm saying? You can't say, people are diehard fans generation after generation. Yeah. They will ride for him no matter what. That's how much he touches. You get what I'm saying? And you can't, as a public person, say something bad about Tupac
and expect nothing to happen
to you, bro. And like you said, he knew what he was doing. Marketing.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
No. He didn't know what he was doing.
No, he did. They're not that dumb. You're not that dumb.
He's a young white teenage rapper.
That is Tupac's demographic for the generations that have been since us. Come on. You know that's
Boss Man or something.
Yeah, but something Boss. He just came, like, it was a couple weeks after or whatever.
Yeah. He was like, yo, fuck Pac too. And I don't give a fuck what niggas have to say about this shit. I have all the smoke for you. I ain't talking about online. If you got problems with me, pull up.
Wow.
And nobody said boop to that motherfucker. But they take Lil Xan.
But then he came back and was like, yo, you stupid motherfuckers.
And now Diego,
the man had to get the boy them to take him out.
He did it as a marketing scheme. Because he came back a few days later like, you guys actually think I would say some shit like this about Tupac.
He had to clean up. Or this is my theory. Or this is what the theory that's going around the media world. Okay? Is that they shouldn't be putting this little motherfucker in front of these old heads so that they can go and start taking their shots at him and start asking him these kind of questions where he can get fucking set up. Mm-hmm. Right? You all are saying that he is aware of these kind of questions, can navigate through them properly, and says, this is what I'm intentionally going to say so I can start a media frenzy. I don't believe that. Because little motherfucker's chasing him and he doesn't even have security. That means if you know you're going to start a media frenzy, you should walk with security. Because imagine he said that in Africa, in some of the places in Africa, where they ride for Pac like they listen to him like tribal music.
But I'm not saying it was a smart decision.
Yeah, it was definitely not a smart decision.
What he was doing is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying it was the right, he thought it out properly.
Mm.
Yeah, but no one okayed that one.
You don't do that. You can't, because why would you say that and not expect to get any backlash?
Yeah.
And like you said, the apology is right there already, whether it's sincere or not, you know, like you think it's not, you think it is, whatever. But it's like, you don't say that and not expect to know that you're going to get some hate. Plain and simple.
Sure. Is it like rolling around in his head and then he's just like,
whether he feels that way really genuinely or not, who knows? But he could have chose to keep that to himself because you know you're going to get backlash by saying anything bad about friggin' Tupac.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
So, and to wrap it up, like he started going through, he say, you know, you guys need to calm down. Like, he's like sending tweets out, like, you know, I'm depressed. like he's like, I'm sad. Like,
yeah, he's backtracking. He's gonna go pop a couple of little things he talks about.
And like, fam, like, the internet's not the place for it's pity, not the place. Fam.
No.
We ready to eat you alive, fam. We screenshotting just in case you delete that shit, because we know niggas get moody and then delete that shit. And then we might bring it over to We Love Hip Hop Podcast and clown your ass. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you, and he's like, I'm not a gangster. That's what it's saying. I'm not a gangster, so what did people expect from me? Oh, because I'm a rapper, I have to be a gangster? Like,
but they know this.
Should have chose a better battle.
They know this.
We spittate on Zan for way too long for somebody who I've never heard a song of. Okay, Canadian. Let's bring it back to Canadians.
Yeah.
Drizzy Drake.
Oh, with the lace front. The new six video looked like a Soul Train.
No. But
that's the one I've seen.
The curls down.
Yeah,
the
with
curls.
The hair down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Drake says he's a vegetarian. Okay. And then Peter comes out the window, say, "Hey, fam, so Wagwan, you can't let go of the Canada Goose then?"
Oh.
It's like, nigga, like, I just said I was a vegetarian, dog. Like, can't I wear my jacket? This is me if I'm in Drake's head. Like, dog, I'm just trying to get off a 1-2 steak. Like, you're telling me I can't wear the fucking...
Seriously, though.
You know what I mean? But now he has to respond to this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm scared to say something bad about PETA because they're bullies. I get their cause, but they're kind of like a gang in a sense. Like, the mafia. You know what I mean? Like,
if he starts eating meat next week. Like, I couldn't do it.
They scare me.
Tried it. I want some meat. Like, like, as soon as the man said, "Yo, I'm a vegetarian," and he announced it,
he said they're on him right away.
You know where he said it, and this is how do you know these PETA motherfuckers are foss? They went in the comments when he was on the Twitch, playing the video games and shit.
Wow.
They went in man's comments, and he's like, "Da da 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 da," because I'm a vegetarian now.
Wow. Reaching.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Reaching, bro. That's what I'm saying. They're reaching, bro.
You know what I mean?
That's a reach and a half.
Violation, like, just preen the man's thing and be like, bullies. Stop wearing jackets.
Yeah.
Hey.
Especially the biggest names in the names, they're quick to be on them because that, you know, that it's marketing, right?
Mm.
See.
Wow. So okay, you rock.
We're
furs?
Talking about it.
What's that?
You fuck with furs?
Furs?
Fur jackets.
I've never had a fur.
You never had a fur jacket?
No.
Okay. You guys have been around a lot.
No, I've worn one though. I've never owned one. I've worn them. Like, but I've never said I'm going to get myself a fur.
For sure.
Yeah.
I have a PETA question.
Okay.
Because you guys have been around like celebs and shit like that. Have you ever seen one of those PETA attacks?
Or they throw the fake blood, the red paint.
What? Oh, yes, I have. Now that you say
on
that,
the fur jacket.
You seen a PETA attack? Yeah, I've seen that.
Stunned in your fur coat. Dude, all of a sudden, tree man roll up on you. Animal killer.
Yeah. It's just like, I know that you know what they're trying to do, but it's like, why you gotta like?
Yeah, well,
why
you gotta be so aggressive?
But you've seen one happen?
No, not in my life. No, I mean, I've seen video.
I saw one.
No, I've seen video. No, not in person. No, hell no.
I thought you
seen one. No, hell no.
I don't know what I would do.
No. I haven't seen that.
I don't know how I would react if I seen that in real life.
Yeah.
No, you have to pull out the phone.
I would hope I have my phone ready because that's something you can't predict.
You got to catch it when the
water. You have to catch the aftermath.
Like, oh shit, you know what happened to her? This lady got splashed by PETA. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? They ran up her with the red paint and they fucked her shit up.
They went up on Gucci. Remember that shit a few months back?
Yo, they don't play, bro.
But they didn't play with Gucci that kind of way.
Nah, they can't afford that lawsuit.
And walked out the room.
They can't afford that lawsuit, bro. Yeah, you want to go into a Gucci store and throw paint around?
No, Gucci the store. Gucci
whatever.
Gucci the main.
Yeah, Gucci main.
Okay.
That's what I thought they went to a fashion show or something.
Gucci main.
Oh, okay.
Not the clone either, the real Gucci.
They ran up on Gucci?
They didn't run up on him.
But they were they talked shit and left.
They talked some shit. He was on a podium somewhere talking, I think. I don't remember exactly what I saw on the gram.
Man.
He was at a book signing, for his...
Oh, gosh. That's funny.
And they said, "PETA and bim.
Hey, so Icy Gucci, this is what we're talking about, right? Gucci Man killed someone in the trap, Gucci Man?
No, no. This is new improved Gucci. No gut lean, no lean gut Gucci.
I know that, but this is...
Still Gucci, though.
Yes.
Still kill someone.
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Exactly. Is he guilty? Bitch, I might be.
He's
smiling, but that smirk will switch.
Exactly. Like, still Gucci.
That's like... That line is gonna go down in history.
Okay, so with Drake,
am I guilty? Bitch, I might be.
They didn't play that game with Gucci. Now let's see now when Drake, because he's on his album cycle that's gonna be coming soon and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if they try to play him on that.
That's horrible, man. You can't even say your.
I don't want to put that in the air. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want Gucci, not Gucci, but Peter the Clown up on the OVO tour. Mm-hmm.
They're like on tour, huh?
Oh, let's find man.
Out. Nah.
Get some shit on OVO O'Brien and all them niggas.
That's
man.
They're bullies, yo.
That was too nice.
Listen, it's because he's nice.
He's trying to be healthy.
They didn't do it to Gucci because they know Gucci might pull out the fucking chopper.
They snap on them.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
That's why they popped off at the mouth. Hold those, and then they left. They didn't even wait for the rebuttal. No. They said, hold that. Right? They don't even know if any of their shots hit.
Exactly.
And then they just boogers. Okay, we got it. We're good.
Don't even know if he really heard
them. Everybody made it? Everybody made it? We're good? Okay, all right. We did it.
You know what I'm saying? But they see all this God plan happy nigga shit. And you're like, yo, Greg, flat. And he light skinned. No offense to you. I know you're in the light skin committee. Both of y'all.
This light skin attack, man.
No, it's no attacks. I'm just acknowledging our light skin to dark skin quota in the room. We living out now. All right? We're good. We're good. But.
We still outnumbered, but we good.
Peter might see the light skinness and try to throw a bunch of paint on that nigga.
Hey, light skin niggas get down too, man.
So, Drake.
I don't think that.
Send me a follow first. And two, look out for Peter.
Yeah, for real though.
All right.
Freddy wants that verified checks. And he wants that follow, yo.
I'm done.
He wants that verified check, yo.
Let's wrap it up. And yo, shout out to early mornings, late nights.
Yes, yes.
Last week, I've been watching the videos, okay? Like watching him back like as if I'm not on the fucking show. All right. And I'm watching let's wrap it up. The man pulled out the BT commercial, dog.
Yeah.
Boy.
That's yo. Right. Wrap it up, bro.
Yeah, so let's wrap it up like a BT commercial, right?
Yeah. And then wrap it up.
Bring that shit back, right? Yeah. Within the fucking car and, you know.
See, if it was 11 o'clock, I'd drop another classic on you, but it isn't 11 yet. So.
Or the one when they're on the stairs.
Keep it.
You know what I'm saying? They're on the stairs by the brownstone and they're like, yo, and the girl hands her the fucking dome. Wrap it up. You know what I mean? So let's wrap it up like a BT commercial. Let's get our social medias.
JRDM Jordan. Music. JRDM Music.
All right. All across the board.
Yeah.
All platforms.
All right. Casimir.
Casimir Blanche. All across the board.
All right. Director Page. IG.
Director Die.
Director Die Creative.
I got you.
It's me, SSC_AHurst_PK on Instagram. That's where you find me. Or Way Herks, if you want to see me do some workout stuff. And if you want to find out about CBD, you know, check out Parkdale Hemp Works. You know what I'm saying?
Or Spoiled Smokers.
Spoiled Smokers Collective, too, after you want that gear. You know what I'm saying? And shout out all of our sponsors.
Yes.
Shout out Youngsterdam. Youngsterdam. You know what I'm saying?
Get you some gears, yo. Get the
gears. Make your orders. Get your orders up.
That's a crispy brand new We Love Hip Hop t-shirt. We got the Scroll of Ting t-shirts.
Yeah, the Sushi Boy.
Sushi Boy, you know what I'm saying? For the man them who like to go in raw too much.
Sushi Boys, you know what I'm saying?
And y'all know where to find me. Hit my website up, Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. Hit up all my social media platforms at Friday Ricky Dredd. Get out our Instagram as well as our Twitter. That's We Love Hip Hop Toronto.
Yes.
I don't know.
We're going to send your 5K. Emails to welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com. Yes, send them. Yes. Videos, everything. Don't forget that the promotion, mercenary. Too. The Mercenary. Yes,
Mercenary Films. We're going to be giving away a free music video. So send your, videos, whatever you got, with some music. Send us a video version, though. I don't want your SoundCloud links, okay? And put in the subject line, We Love Hip Hop, Mercenary Film, free video contest, okay? Or you'll just get lost in the traffic.
Very
right.
Very to the point.
Yeah, yeah. We specific.
Specific, the yes, yes. The Cannellian got him on point. Today, like. Fam.
Also, get at the YouTube, youtube.com.
Yes,
slash
get the subscribers up.
Hit that subscribe button. Leave your comments. Stop calling me a fucking goof unless you're ready to say it to my face. Yeah. And, yeah. Episode yeah, 61.
We, season 2, 61. It was good. It was blessed. Thank you guys for coming through. Yeah, Cashmere for the second appearance.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the first. You know what I'm saying? She's breaking
ground.
Oh, that's
the first. Oh, she had. Yeah, that's right.
That's just. That's the first.
She's popping up on everybody's interview.
Again.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Yeah, we here. Yeah, yeah.
But it seems like to be a theme. Our guests be bringing other people for us, and this time it was an alumni.
Yeah.
So it worked out. That's facts.
So it's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get a drop?
Yes. Let's get a drop.